It was a dark night with a soft chill in the air. Well, it was 66 degrees out. When I joined a crowd of about 30 people at the corner of Franklin Street and Twig Street in downtown Tampa. Here is where I meet Deb Fretham, the Queen of Haunts. She wears a black and white vest, a purple headband, black painted nails, and a spider bracelet on her hand. She works with Ghost Tours of Tampa, and she explains what I am getting myself into.
A ghost tour is not a haunted house. We use no special effects. No one is going to jump out and try and scare you. If you were looking for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, you took the wrong exit off the freeway.
She says that these stories are researched and real.
So that what that means is if you do have an experience this evening, it's the real thing.
We walk down Franklin Street with music in the distance while cars pass by and stop near the Tampa Theater. Here is our first ghost story. The Queen of Haunts tells us about the projectionist whose soul continued to come to work even after the man had died, and why a scent of lilac by the top balcony could mean he's not too far away. As we continue through the city blocks, Fretham tells us about the brown man that roams the University of Tampa. She explains why Tampa is literally built on a pile of bones, and she tells us about the love story of the man for whom Ashley Street is named after. William Ashley was a plantation owner in Virginia who left everything when he came to Tampa. Everything except one African-American slave, his love. Tim Reeser, who runs Ghost Tours, says they are a way to preserve the past.
It's a form of history, folklore. We like to call it ghost lore because it's history, as defined through these ghost stories.
Fretham says using spooky ghosts is a way to hook in people to listen to history.
You know, a lot of people, if I said, oh, let's go take a historic tour of Tampa. Now, there are a lot of people who would go, but there were a lot of people who would say, not that interesting. But if I say, hey, let's walk around Tampa and I'll tell you some great ghost stories, you get a lot more people wanting to walk along.
She sees more and more tourists signing up for ghost tours like this.
We have this fascination with things we cannot explain. And it's just human nature to be fascinated with the things we cannot explain. And everybody likes to be just a little scared.
The last story of the night brings us to the corner of Franklin and Whiting Street. A very old, brick, and seemingly out-of-place building stands across the street from us. It surely does not look like the rest of a vibrant and lively downtown. It has an eerie look to it. Fretham says, though no one comes out to give a scare.
There is that certain moments when you get that little shiver up your back. And let's face it, that's just fun.
In the early years of the 20th century, a Russian doctor named Frederick Waitnovel had a patent business in this very building. After a few years, it appeared he had a second business.
On the second floor, besides the patent medicines on the first floor, on the second floor, he gets in the business of helping young women who find themselves in trouble.
That trouble was an unwanted bun in the oven. But during the procedure, Irene Randall caught an infection. Her last request was for Dr. Waitnovel to send for her mother to see her before she died. Dr. Waitnovel never did. The woman died in that room, and Dr. Waitnovel died in jail not long after. It is said that both their spirits still linger. Dr. Waitnovel can be seen through the window on the first floor. Irene can be seen through the second window of the second floor, as if gazing out, looking for her mother. As Fretham finishes her story, I turn my gaze towards the second window at the top and see nothing out of the ordinary, but the hairs on my arms do stand on their ends. Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.